This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Congress returns this week, and as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, the House has a long to-do list.
After almost 6 weeks away, the House is expected to work on some big bills in the coming weeks, including the annual defense policy bill and some government funding bills. Congress has until the end of the month to figure out how to fund the government or face a shutdown starting October 1st. Rank-and-file House members may also try to push leadership on certain issues, including forcing a vote on a bill to ban stock trading by members of Congress and a vote to release the Epstein files. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A study found a smartphone app reduced the chances that someone who'd previously attempted suicide would reattempt. The study was co-authored by researchers at the University of Colorado School of Medicine. Patients discharged from the hospital completed 12 sessions on an app that included cognitive behavioral therapy. For those who had previously attempted suicide, the app reduced the chances of a reattempt by nearly 60%. Colorado weather is mostly sunny. Temperatures just above 90 in Grand Junction this afternoon. Not quite hitting 90 along the Front Range. In Denver, mid-80s this afternoon. Likewise in Colorado Springs and in Boulder. And temperatures should stay about the same tomorrow. In the mountains, just a chance for rain this afternoon. In Vail, you might see just a few clouds moving in through the day. And then there's that possibility for thunderstorms. Should be sunnier tomorrow. And again, temperatures not changing much for Wednesday or through much of the rest of the week. This is CPR News.